Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, yo, world.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Star. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Star. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Star. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with the Stars. Of course, I am your host, who definitely welcomes you to the studio on today. And I just want to thank you for showing up right here each and every Thursday to tune in to hot music, great interviews, and wonderful hot topics, of course. And this week's show is dedicated to none other than the loving memory of comedian, actor Robin Williams, who died at age 63. So we want to dedicate this show to him. And I'm going to bring you guys some good music, put you in a good mood, and talk about some wonderful things. And we're going to talk about some hard subjects as well today. We're going to talk about depression. You know, a lot of people suffer from depression, and there are different signs and symptoms. So I'm here to help you. So if you want to reach out to me, you want to talk to me about this subject, you want to chime in, of course, I'm available on Facebook, and that's Miss Diamond Hot Topics. You can also reach me on Instagram and Twitter, and that is Miss Diamond Hot Topics as well. So today, like I said, I want to put you in the mood of happy, you know, being successful, and I want to encourage you today. So, you know, if you're suffering from anything today, let's just say you're having a bad day. Well, tuned in to Interviews with the Stars with none other than Miss Diamond. I'm going to make you feel good, all right? So sit back, relax, and get ready for today's show. And today's wonderful special guest is none other than Latin jazz superstar Paris Escovedo. You don't want to miss that. So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars coming up.
Just strange when you're stuck inside your head, and all it takes is a little help from you. You know it's true that dreams are for real when you see what I see and you feel it too. You took the longest road just to make it harder. Do it all again, it only makes us stronger.
Remember to gather me, that I may go in peace. Remember to keep me lifted, that I may go in spirit. Keep my name on your lips, and you pray remember this, that I need you to cover me. Fellas, can you help me?
I go in peace.
Keep me lifted.
Keep me lifted.
That I might go.
That I might go in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Keep my name.
Remember to pray for me.
Continue to pray for me.
Cause I might be going through.
That I might go in peace.
And I might not know what to do.
Continue to keep me lifted.
For the effectual fervent prayer.
That I might go
in my faith.
Keep my faith.
Welcome back. That was 2103 with Cover Me. And thank you all for tuning in today. If you have just tuned in, then you are tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. And, of course, I'm your host, Ms. Diamond. And I want to talk about depression for a minute. Oscar award-winning actor and comedian Robin Williams, C3, he dazzled us in such a wide-ranging dramatic and comedic roles as aliens, nanny, a therapist, and cartoon genie. During four decades of his career, he was found dead in his Northern California home in a suspected suicide on Monday. The Marin County Sheriff's Department said in a statement that Williams was found unconscious and not breathing in his home around noon. The statement also said that the investigation into Williams' death is ongoing, but the coroner suspects the death to be suicide due to asphyxia. The Marin County Coroner's Office said that Williams was last seen alive in the home at about 10 p.m. on Sunday. An emergency call from his house was placed to the sheriff's department shortly before noon on Monday. A representative for Williams' family said in a statement that the actor had been battling severe depression as of lately. Also, this is a tragic and a sudden loss for all comedians out there and everyone who just loves to make people laugh. And, you know, they put their heart and souls into the roles that they play in these movies that we see. So his family is requesting that everyone really just respect their privacy right now and just, you know, to send their love and their prayers in that direction. Robin Williams publicly struggled with an addiction during his career. Most recently, he went to rehab in June to what he calls to fine-tune his sobriety. What we want to say today on behalf of Interviews with the Stars is that if you are depressed, if you are dealing with something, there is so much help out there for you. You know, we don't want you to feel like you have to go through something as depression alone. It's not easy. Everyone has been there. But, again, today's show is dedicated to Mr. Robin Williams and his loving memory. And we send our love and our prayers to him and his family at their time of grieving. So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars.
Young people are going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we got to stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it. Wait. They gonna wanna hit some horns.
never made love before. You know we start hugging each other and just
cry.
And I wait to tear some of my face. And I'm love all over the place.
Now, that's what you call feel-good music. That was the OJs with Cry Together. And welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the studio, of course. I am Ms. Diamond, and I have some hot topics for you. Today's hot topic is a little bit of a touchy one because it's not something that we like to talk about, but we all are affected by it at some point in our lives. So we're going to talk about depression. Do you have symptoms of depression? Well, sure. Most of us feel sad, lonely, or even depressed at times. And feeling depressed is a normal reaction to loss, life struggles, or injured self-esteem, as I like to call it. But when these feelings become overwhelming and they last for long periods of time, they can keep you from leading a normal, active life. That's when it's time for you to seek medical help. Okay? Now, understand that I am not a doctor in no way, shape, form, or fashion, but these are just my personal opinions. But, of course, I am always here to help you. I am always here to give you resources as to what you can do if you suffer from a disease such as depression, because that's my opinion. That's what it is. But I just want to help you. You know, we've all been there before, and I want you to know you don't have to go through it by yourself. But if left untreated, symptoms of depression or major depression may worsen and last for years. It can cause untold suffering and possibly lead to suicide. Recognizing the symptoms of depression is often the biggest hurdle to the diagnosis of treatment of clinical or major depression. Okay. Unfortunately, approximately half of the people who experience symptoms never go get diagnosed or treated for their illness because it is an illness. Now, getting treatment can be life-threatening. More than one out of every 10 people battling depression, they commit suicide. Well, symptoms of depression may include difficulty concentrating, remembering details, making decisions. Sometimes a person can experience fatigue or decreased energy, feelings of guilt, worthlessness, and helplessness, feelings of pessimism, insomnia, early morning wakefulness and excessive sleeping, irritability, and restlessness. You can also experience a loss of interest in activities and hobbies that were once pleasurable to you, laughing, going out, enjoying people, and enjoying your surroundings. It can also be sex. You can lose interest in that as well when you're depressed. Sometimes when you're depressed, you can overeat or have an appetite loss. You're not eating as much. You know, you're sleeping. You're crying all day. You're locking yourself in your room, or you're locking yourself in your house, and your family hasn't seen you or heard from you. These are all signs of depression. I mean, even to persistent aches and pains, headaches, cramps, digestive problems that do not ease even when you take medicine or when you eat or something. You can be sad. You can be anxious. These are all symptoms that you are affected by when you're depressed. I don't want you to be depressed. I want you to be happy. But remember, if you or someone you know is demonstrating any of the things I just mentioned, those are warning signs of suicide with depression. You should either call your local suicide hotline. You can contact a mental health professional right away or go to the emergency room for immediate treatment. Understand that it might not be as easy. One person may make it seem, but trust me, we've all been there. I don't want you to have to go there. I don't want you to have to feel like you're depressed or that you have to go through any of these situations by yourself. Talk to a friend. If you're religious, go to church. Talk to a pastor. Okay? Now, understand that depression comes from different things. It can come from job loss. It can come from relationship loss, a family member. But whatever the situation may be, it does not have to end with suicide, okay? So if that's what you're thinking today, just, you know, get that out your mind. Because I want you to stay tuned to me every week right here on Interviews with the Stars. I am your host, Ms. Diamond. And, of course, I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to give you some feel-good music, and I'm going to give you some more hot topics. So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars.
I need you. like a dream world. Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Put down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. To discover me, I just want you to be trusting me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
You run my mind. You're right. You're right. stop. I guess all I can fly is to the highest mountaintop. I can breathe you, I can drink in your laugh. I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms. I can stay there.
Welcome back, and you have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars, and of course, I'm your host, Ms. Diamond, so I want to welcome you back to the studio. I hope you guys are enjoying today's show, today's selection of music, so I want to thank Ms. Monique Smith out of Oakland, California for that request of Guapale, I'm for real. I'm sorry, Emile LaRue, I'm for real. I'm having such a wonderful day, and I want you guys to have a wonderful day as well. So, of course, I have coming up next hour, Mr. Paris Escovedo. Oh, my gosh, you won't want to miss that interview. Such a Latin jazz superstar. I can't wait for you guys to meet him. So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars. We're going to get y'all on some more good, feel-good music. If you got a hot topic and you want to hit me up on Facebook. My name is Ms. Diamond Hot Topic. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ms. Diamond Hot Topic as well. I love to hear from you. I love to chat with you and meet some of you guys, of course. So hit me up anytime. Stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars.
I can feel you. real tight. Then you just rock to this. Sounds real good, Joe, don't it? If you know the words, feel free to sing along. Listen, baby.
Your love is so magnificent, jubilant. I thank God every day you haven't sent you.
Lord have mercy.
Stop chasing them skirts, turn my butt to work. Stop hanging at the clubs, even went to church. Cause you and I just wanna describe your love, oh yeah, girl. Whatever you have on, baby. My life without you in it, it's like my ride without the windows tinted. A TV's in it, I just don't roll that way, baby. I need you in my life, my life, my life, my life is you.
Y'all, that I love that song, and I really, really, really appreciate Tommy Davison from San Francisco, California, who requested that song. I just love it, love it, love it. After today's show, after talking about depression and, you know, signs on how to get help, you know, I just want you all to always feel good, and I always want to bring you hot topics. I always want to bring you good music, so thank you, thank you, thank you so much to the listeners who always tune in each and every Thursday to the show, and they request the best music ever, okay? And they also request the best interviews. So today's special guest in the studio is none other than Mr. Paris Escovedo, Latin Jazz Superstar. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I am good. I am good. And you?
I am good. I'm excited and a lot of good things going on. So it's a good time.
Definitely, definitely. So a couple of the listeners today, I just want to tell you, is from your native Oakland, California. So I want to welcome everyone in today that is from Oakland, California. Shout out to you guys for tuning in and listening. Paris has something special for you today, of course.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Yeah, my hometown, Oakland, California, we love it. We love it. We miss the Bay.
Yes, yes. So you're all about bringing Latin back to the world of jazz. What made you want to mix the two genres of music together?
Well, I mean, I grew up around Latin jazz, Latin soul. You know, so my father playing Latin soul music and jazz. And, you know, my uncle, Pete Escobedo, as well, playing Latin jazz. So it wasn't something new for us, but I kind of have a little twist to my music. It's more, not your traditional Latin jazz. It's more of a Latin rock with a little infused of soul, more funky, more funk, with a twist of jazz. So I actually call it ghetto jazz. And I've coined that phrase because of all the elements that come from, you know, the areas where we grew up, you know, East Oakland. We heard all the different styles of music, and so so why can't we just infuse everything into one and make it something special? So, and it's not to have a negative connotation on, you know, using ghetto, but it just makes it feel like it's real. You know what I mean? So
definitely,
it comes from the heart and the passion of it. So that's why I use ghetto jazz, because that's our style. It's all real. It's what you hear is everything is real. Live instruments, everything. So that's why we call it that.
Yes, yes, and we love it. And congratulations on all of your accomplishments and being one of the most acclaimed musicians in high demand in the industry. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we've been working at it. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, so I know that you grew up around music and your father was very well known in the industry as well. But, you know, at what age did you begin or did you have an interest in music yourself?
I think that I was always intrigued with music, being around music as a little kid, you know, going with my dad on weekends and seeing him, you know, rehearse or whatever. And then with the family always, and all the cousins always getting together and just playing whatever we wanted to do. But I think I really didn't really get into it really until later. After high school, I mean, high school, I was in the high school marching band, and I played sports, but I didn't really take it seriously where I knew I wanted to make it my career, I think, until after college.
Okay.
So I kind of was like I had a late bloom, you know. I said, oh, you know what, this is, I can't run away from it. It's in my genes. So.
Yes.
Wednesday with it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, your father, who was a legendary percussionist, known as Coke. So I would think that he would be like, you know, this is what you're going to do, son. Or, you know, was he more of a parent who was kind of like, I'm going to let you find your own way, and if the music industry is for you, then that's what you'll do.
Yeah, I think that's the way he was. He always supported whatever we wanted to do. And I think that's just the way the family was raised, too. Our family has always been supportive to what we decided to do, whether it's, you know, being a banker or whether it's being a musician or, you know, whatever we decided to do. So he was always real supportive. He really wanted me to play sports because I did play, you know, football and stuff at Boston College. So I was really into football and then just decided to play, you know, music when he got sick and when he passed away. So, so that's where, you know, I decided just to stay with it.
Awesome, awesome. So, besides your father being one of your greatest influences, tell us who else is a few of your greatest influences growing up in music.
I grew up in the era of, you know, the Earth, Wind, and Fires, and the Tito Puentes, and the funk era. So and I'm a big fan of Prince, and so I've always been just amazed of how he always reinvents himself in any era, and so that he's one of my main influences of just being able to adapt to the different styles of music.
Oh, Prince is definitely somebody that, you know, has been a wonderful influence to a lot of people, not just for musicians, but for dancers as well, you know, the way he dances and his style. I mean, there's so many things that you can get from that you can get from Prince as well.
Right, right. I mean, I grew up in that era, so I was always, you know, everybody wanted to be like him or emulate that style, you know, and so I grew up around that, and I like that. That's what I always seem to be trying to strive to be, you know, that.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Okay, great. So we know that you've had the pleasure of working with such artists as Bobby Brown, Lauryn Hill, David Cochran, you know, the wonderful group Silk, Angie Stone, Collective Soul, Pink, you know, just to name a few. Who else have you had the pleasure of working with that you would love to work with again?
I really enjoyed the time where I was able to perform with Angie Stone. I think that she's just a wonderful person, and you know, her energy is really positive. And it's always just a great opportunity when you get a chance to play with her, because she brings the heat, you know, and she expects, you know, the best out of you. And so I really enjoy playing with her music.
Oh, great. So your next project, tell us what you have coming up right now. What are you working on?
I am working on a new record currently now in the studio, and the title of the record is called Legacy, and we have some really special guests that's going to be on the record. I won't say names yet, but
okay.
it's definitely going to be a surprise. It's definitely going to be an amazing project, amazing record. And, I mean, I got people from the jazz world, the smooth jazz world, the R&B world, pop world, you know, hip-hop world. So it's going to be an infusion of different sounds, definitely. And it's just going to be an amazing thing that's going to be done. So we're looking, hopefully, to be done with that, hopefully by the end of September, maybe the third week of October,
okay.
And the release probably, hopefully, by November, with the release party in November. And then I'm also doing a book. I'm doing a book about my dad, and so that's taking a lot of my time as well.
Mm.
And then I'm tribute to my father, actually, coming up in September 13th, I think it's 13th of September, here in Beverly Hills, California, at a place called Home, the House of Music Entertainment, on 430 Camden Drive, in Beverly Hills.
So we look forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. We have a We're getting a lot of love and support from different publishing people, you know, BMI, and the mayor of Los Angeles has been very helpful and going to offer a proclamation for him and stuff. So it's going to be a great event, and looking forward to a lot of friends and people that knew him, people that played with him. And, you know, just going to do some of his old music and give him a nice little tribute.
Yes, yes. So that's going to be put on by the Paris Escovedo Band. And once again, for the listeners who have just tuned in, you are just tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. And today's special guest is Mr. Paris Escovedo. And for all of that information on that show, you can check that out online on his page on Facebook, of course, and for reservations, the information is on the page as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so we definitely can't wait for that new project that's coming up. So you said September, November-ish. We're going to be on you waiting for it.
it's going to be. We will definitely keep you in the loop so you can be a part of it.
Yes, we appreciate that. We appreciate that. So for your fans and for the listeners, we're going to play Wolf for them. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Wolf. So stay tuned right here on Interviews with the Stars with today's special guest, Mr. Paris Escovedo.
That woman, but I sure can't put my fingers on. But I like to take a shower in the fire. Show me where your flavor burns. I hear someone running. Is it you? Are you afraid of me? Ain't no need to run. Ain't no need to hide away. I only want to make you into an angel. But every day you walk, trying hard to not pretend that I'm not in love with you, that I'm doing fine. Every morning, every breath, every line. All I have are lovely little flowers dancing all around my head. Find the light that shines within you. Help me catch that flickering. Well, if I can, if I'm lonely, if I'm lost, will you hold me? If I leave, will you tell me that I'm wrong? If you wait for a minute, I will show won't you fulfill the king. Thank you.
something funky in the water that I just can't quite put my fingers on. Baby, you're an early Sunday morning. You could spend a secret song. But if I can, if I'm lonely, if I'm lost, will you hold me? If I leave, will you tell me that I'm wrong? If you wait for a minute, I will show what you won't feel. But it can't meet your sheep lying down. If I'm late, if I'm lonely, if I'm blessed, will you show me? If I'm wrong, will you help me find my way? If I'm cool, will you hit me? If I'm lit, what will you see me? If I'm crying, if I'm dying, will you go? Will you go? Will you go? Will you go?
That was Wolf by today's special guest, Mr. Paris Escovedo. And that's a hot one. I'm just going to say it off the top. I love that song.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
The song Wolf was written with a friend of mine, Javier Calderon. He's another writer, producer, singer. And he said, man, I got this track. I want you to hear it. It fits perfect with the ghetto jazz theme. And it just came out, and it was just it's a song about love and trust. And, you know, sometimes when we hope that our significant other or person that we're in love with will be there for us even when we're down, you know. So it talks about that song, and it's just, it's kind of like a deep relationship wise, you know. So it's called The Wolf, because, you know, we love our mates like a wolf. You like a wolf, you know. We protect them and love. So that's why I go, it's crazy, but that's the concept of it. It's really deep, but The Wolf.
I could definitely listen to that song all day. I mean, it just has, like, you know, it's like feel good music. You know, you have like some music, it's like, oh, this is my, you know, make me feel better music. But that is just feel good music. You can play that in any situation, any theme, a wedding, you know, getting ready to go out, and that song will take you there. So yes, love that one.
Thank you. Yes, it is a feel good song. It makes you feel good about life, you know, and so it's good. Yes, we get that a lot too.
Yes. So tell us, who are some of the other producers you've had the pleasure of working with?
I really haven't used a lot of different producers, different writers, maybe. Like our single that we had on the first record was Greg Esparza wrote Latin Lady, and that was our single that did really well with the video also out. And but pretty much I only really had worked with David Cochran and myself, and you know, Greg and Javier Calderon. So really didn't really use a lot of different writers or producers. I really pretty much produced the record myself, and just had different writers and little influences differently, you know. So, but it came out really good.
Do you have to be in a specific mood to write music, or it just comes to you at any given time?
Really, I kind of like write and arrange the music, you know, through some of the life experiences that I have. So it doesn't really have to be a certain type of mood. It just, comes to me and says, you know, I'm going to write about this, you know, and try to arrange the melodies and the lyrics and the choruses and so forth to merge to what I'm trying to get. If it's real sensual, then I want to be able to come and lay back on it, you know, and be real, real sick, you know, do my little Barry White thing, you know. But you know, all that, it's all there. It just comes and it just goes, and next thing you know, I'm like, did I do that? Did I really make that? Wow, you know. So
yeah,
it's amazing when you do stuff and you realize that. That you've created that, and it's just like it's like having a baby, you know. It's like, wow, did I create that? You know, it's amazing.
Yes.
But
so, what was that feeling like when you first, you know, heard your song on the radio, or first heard your song played, and you were like, oh my God, that's me. Like, what was that feeling like?
That was really surreal as well. I mean, for me to create. Music is a blessing for me. I think it's a gift, and it's spiritually for me. And, you know, when I play live, when I'm in the studio, it has to be really spiritual for me. So when I heard it on the radio, I was like, wow, that's awesome. You know, that just felt really good that all the hard work that you put in, it, you get that, and people, and you can share it with all the people in the world to hear it, and that's what it's for. It's for everybody to hear it, and hopefully it touches somebody or inspires somebody, and that's why we do it. And it's nice to have the rewards of being successful with money and all the fame and stuff, but to me it's more about the music and touching people and being an inspiration to them through our music, you know? So
yes,
that was more for me.
So is that your way of giving back through your music?
Right.
Yes, yes. So I got a message from Deanna Notes. First of all, she wants me to tell you hello. And she says she met you in Vegas, and you're an awesome, awesome musician. So she just wanted to say that she's tuned in on today, and hello. And she loves your music as well. You know, we love her music as well.
Yes, 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 yes. Met her, a wonderful person as well. Thank you so much for the compliment.
Yeah, so who have you had the opportunity to, outside of your own production, who have you had the opportunity to write for?
I haven't really written anything really for anybody else. You know, maybe outside of just arranging some things, like when I did stuff with speech, I arranged certain things on some of the Latin stuff that we did and stuff. But really, I haven't really reached out to that part, you know, yet.
Okay.
You know,
so you're keeping all the good stuff for yourself, huh?
I'm just not ready to go out to that section of other artists yet. I think that I will get there. Just not right now, you know. I'm more concentrated on getting this next record out, and then I'm going from there.
Great. Well, we definitely love your style. We definitely love your flavor. A few of your fans and I was just like, man, I love that picture. And then you go to the next picture. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that as well. So definitely you have a lot of support and a lot of fans out there from the Bay Area in California who, you know, support you and support what you're doing. So, you know, definitely they can't wait for what you have coming up as well.
Yes, yes. We have a pretty wide fan base, you know, since we always go out to, we travel overseas a lot and do a lot of stuff for the military as well. We do Vegas, we go through the Bay Area to Sacramento. I mean, we go all over, so it's been a blessing to be able to reach out to those areas, you know, and let our music come through. We do Denver a lot. Big shout out to my people in Denver. I love them. And Mr. Ron Washington is out there, a good friend of mine, business partner. So it's just been a blessing to go to, you know, all these different venues and stuff. So we hope to continue to do beyond what we've done. So
yes. So tell us, okay, so I know that after high school is when you first decided you wanted to get into music, but you play many different instruments. What is your favorite instrument to play?
Well, I played the timbales is my main instrument, and I like playing that the most. And I know, I mean, when I was in high school, I played the snare drum, you know, and was in the snare line, you know. So my favorite thing is when I got into playing, you know, drums, I really enjoyed playing the timbales and, like, my father, and, you know, just try to get as, you know, hopefully I'll be as good as him one day, you know. But
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So the drums and the timbales, oh, goodness. I remember being in middle school, my favorite thing at the time was playing the flute. And then I went from there to playing the drums. And, you know, coming home with different instrument, your parent, if your parent is not into music, it's kind of like, no, get out of here with that. So I went on to play the trumpet after that and, you know, kind of left it alone. But I totally get the music side or you know, playing of the instruments, because you have more freedom than you would if you just was to write a song with words.
One thing I didn't like about playing the flute when I was in eighth grade, you had to read all the notes.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yes, you have to do it the right way.
Right. You couldn't fake it, and you couldn't memorize the notes. You had to really know what you were reading, you know. I get on my guys, my music director, Ken Tussing, who played many years with Ray Charles, and towards Ray Charles. I look up to him because he's an older cat, but there's just the amazement of reading the notes, keeping the horn section to where, you know, everybody's playing their notes, and, you know, he's like the sergeant, you know. This is how we're doing it, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just like, I'm like, wow. I mean, to read those notes, you know, to be, you know, really on top of things like that. It's amazing to me the longevity of playing those instruments, horns, you know. So I just love horns. I grew up loving horns when I was a kid, you know. I mean, who didn't love Tower of Power? Who didn't love, you know, Confunction, you know? I mean, those are the bands,
yeah,
you know, you grew up into, you know. I was like the horns and horns, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You loved all those things. And then with Tito Puente or Mongo, Santa Maria, whatever, you had horns, and you're just like, oh, man, I just grew up loving horn sounds, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I can never play too long. I wasn't that good at it, so I just decided to go in a different direction with music. You know, it just wasn't my thing. So hats off, you know, to you real musicians out there who are really working hard to bring us entertainment every day.
Yes. You know, I think the time has come where, you know, live music is coming back. You know, bands, big bands, is coming. I think the music industry wants a little bit more. I think they want, and they're loving, I mean, they're just hurting for substance, you know. And I mean, I'm not trying to bag on the artist now, but there's something missing with live instrument, you know, without live instrumentation, you know, you need that. People need to hear that. I mean, my dad used to always say there's nothing like a bass line that could cure a problem. Like you'd be have a hard day at work or whatever, you're in a breakup, or back in those days, you'd hear a song, you say, "Oh man, that bass line just fixed everything for me." You know what I mean? You turn on Teddy Pendergrass, and you'd be like, "Oh, that bass line, man." You know what I mean? It just everything felt better. Everything felt better, and it just. And I think today we need that. We need to have that medicine. To me, medicine, music is like medicine. You need it. You need to see live. You need to see musicianship, and it just makes you feel better. It makes your soul feel better. You know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's coming back, hopefully. I'm trying to bring it back.
I think so, you know? Because
you got artists like...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, you have artists like Bruno Mars. You know, he's coming with that band. He's got the horn section. You got Timberlake coming, you know, with his Justin... with his band as well. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing to see these younger cats come in the game with that kind of presence, that kind of feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be pop, it may be whatever you want to call it, but at the same time, the horns, and you know, they're not using a keyboard or, you know, to make those sounds. They're using the live horns, and they're dancing and they're moving. That's beautiful to me to see that, you know? So... And that's what we try to do, is try to keep it like that, you know. And, you know, hopefully it'll catch on more.
I definitely agree, and I definitely believe that is true. The most three recent concerts I went to in California was Drake, Beyonce, and Jay-Z all separately, and they all had live bands. I mean, of course they had a DJ, but, you know, the live band, like you said, with the horn section, you know, then you have the drummers. I mean, you know, it really brings a concert to life.
Right.
For not even just, you know, you would think that would be just at an R&B concert or pop or jazz concert, but no, these were rap concerts, and they had a live band. So I can't say that I think that it's gone away. I think that it's going to be used even more and more. And it's really going to give musicians an opportunity to show exactly what they can do as well.
Right. I think it's a beautiful, that's why it's so important to continue and to be advocates, you know, parents out there, please put your children in music classes, you know. I think with them taking away so many music programs of the arts, you know, they always want to touch the arts, you know, and the sports. And I think that it's important that we each have a responsibility to be advocates for music and for the children to be able to play music, you know, give them that opportunity. You know, that's one of the things that I'm starting now is working with some of my council members, city council people, and trying to create a percussion collective academy. And through the urban cities of Los Angeles, and to, you know, give them a place to learn how to drum, and to a place to get away from gangs or whatever. That's you know, sometimes people, you don't know what the kids are going through in their home life, and is this a way for them to reach out, you know?
Yes, I think that is awesome. I mean, that's given a lot of, you know, children or our teenagers an opportunity to do something different, you know, to be creative and express themselves in a positive manner instead of doing it in a negative manner, you know. That may even be a leeway away from social media.
Right. I mean, you know, before, you know, it was video games that, you know, kept the kids in the house. You know, see, when we got home, it was like, go outside, you know. Mama, she said, go outside, change the school clothes, and go outside and play. That's how it was when we grew up, right? But now it's like, you know, they go in there and they play the video games. Nobody wants to go outside. Nobody wants to get and do exercise. Nobody wants to do, you know, it's a whole different era with the video games. And now it's even social media. People are on there all day long, Facebook all day. You know, it's just nothing to do. So hopefully we get them outside and go to a drum
club as well. And we have some grown up Facebook or social media, as I say, addicts as well. So I
right.
totally agree with
that. Yeah, I agree with that too. I mean, to have something better to do than all day. I mean, you know, we use social media as a good tool for your marketing and so forth. That's just the way that the world is now, but you can't go, there's nothing you can do, you know, regarding that. You have to join the forces, so to speak, in order to be successful. You know, I mean, you kind of have to get involved with it. And she's 18. I have a daughter who's turned 18, and she's like, Dad, this is how you do. You need to get on this. You need to get on Tumblr. You need to get on Twitter. You need to get... Wow, I have to get on all that. You know, you have to get on all that. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You just have to be. You have to be present. That's all. That's all it is. So.
It's a great marketing tool. It has its pros and it has its cons, but you know, hopefully,
yeah.
You know, people get more pro out of it than anything.
Yeah. I mean, because the main thing too about that is that, you know, you have to be responsible. Just like anything else, social media is a great tool, but if you abuse the media and you're constantly putting negativity out there or drama or whatever you want to do, call it, you know, I think you're responsible for, you know, yourself and what you put on social media. So, you know, be responsible, you know, be responsible. Be specific what you want to say, and that's pretty much it, you know?
I totally agree. I couldn't have said it better. I definitely understand, you know, you have to be careful what you put out there as well. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Very different, you know.
So we're going to play Latin Lady. We're going to give your fans an opportunity to hear Latin Lady. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about it. All right. So for those of you who have just tuned in, you have tuned in to Interviews with the Star. Today's special guest, Latin Jazz Superstar, Mr. Paris Escobedo, right here on Facebook Success Radio.
out your dreams, breathe a bigger song. I want to make them all come true just for you. Oh, oh yeah, nothing is impossible.
So that was Latin Lady. Definitely a good hot song right there if you want to get your salsa dance on.
Yeah, that's one of our that's one of our songs that, the female population loved that song. No matter what race you are, that song is a favorite, definitely. So
that's one thing I love about music, and I love about Latin and jazz music. It has no specific culture tied to it.
Yeah, there's no colors. You know, good music, has no colors, and it's just amazing. You know, you have. I was really amazed when I realized that I was with Arrested Development in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and all the Japanese people were singing his songs, and I was like, wow, that's just amazing, because that, you know, that's different culture, you know, that's the hip-hop culture. It's like, it's just all, everybody knew every word, all the girls, all the men, they all knew the, you know, speechy song.
Yeah.
This is it, it'd be speechy song, you know, so it's just amazing. Yeah.
Yes. So being on tour to different countries, what is your favorite place to perform at?
Singapore, no doubt.
Mm.
I love Singapore. Singapore is one of the cleanest cities in the world, I swear. It just has so much culture to it, and the people are so... How can I say, they love Latin music, they love live music. They just really respect the live, you know, musician, you know. And Japan is another one too. They love live music. Korea, they all love live music. Anywhere in the UK and Europe, I'm sure, you know, they all love live music. You know, it's amazing how much they respect it, you know. Whereas here in the States, I think sometimes people just take it for granted, you know, the music and the musicianship of it, I think they just forget, you know, that before there was a drum machine, there was a drum, and you know, and people actually played it, you know. So, that's why we got to teach our kids, you know, that drumming and instrumentation is very important to keep it alive.
What was one of your favorite, like being in Singapore, what was like one of your favorite moments from being there? Like, what is something that you can share with us, like, you know, when you were there, like, this right here is amazing?
I think that when we actually did a show that was not really a scheduled show, and it was, we were at this nightclub and this band was playing. They were all Filipinos from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And they were so amazingly good. I mean, every song sounded like the original. And excuse me. And I was like, I went up to the leader when they took a break. I said, man, you guys are incredible. And he goes, yeah, what's your name? I told him my name was Paris Escovedo. And he was like, get out of here. Are Coke Escovedo? I'm like, yeah, that's my dad. What? You know, he was just like, I mean, they knew the legends, they knew the music. So he was like, oh, Coke, man. He says, man, the Escovedos, man, you got to come and play here. You got to come and sit in. You playing right now? I said, I'm supposed to do a show tomorrow, but, you know, maybe we can come by after. He's like, yeah, come by. We're here till 3 in the morning. And I was like, oh, my God. And the place was packed. Mm. And when we went back to sit in, he says, I want you guys to come in. The next day we went in, we sat in for a full hour. He let me have a whole hour, and the club owner didn't care. He's like, no, man, go ahead. We went in, and they were just so amazed because they'd never seen anything like this, you know, horns and just everything was, you know, Latin funk, and it was just, like, amazing, and it was, like, people were, like, right up on the stage taking the video, and that amazed me because they didn't even know who we were, you know what I mean? And well, I mean, you know, it's just like they didn't really know what was going on. They just knew that we were going to go up and he introduced us as, you know, he was introduced me and stuff. But people were like, oh, wow, okay, what's this? What is this? You know, and they were just all clapping and dancing and waving their hands in the air. It was just amazing. I was like, wow, that's what you want when you go to a club, to just sit in. You want everybody to come to the stage and, you know, have a good time with you. So that was amazing. Yeah, that just the love and the respect and the just the overall, you know, enjoyment of what we were doing, you know.
Well, definitely as a fan, you know, I definitely enjoy what you do, and I enjoy your music as well. So I'm sure in other countries and other cultures, you know, they've gotten a taste of it and they love it as well. So who have not had the pleasure of working with that you would love to work with?
Wow, that's a good question. There's so many people that I would love to work with. Bruno Mars, there's so many people that I just can't even think of the top of my head. But who else? I would love to maybe do something with Pink again, you know. You know, but
she's very talented. Yeah,
there's so many people. I can't even think. Wow, that's a good question. You got me on that one because there's so many. You know, there's so many artists now today that are successful because of their artistry, and there's some that are just successful because of looks, or, you know, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, there's so many things that you have to really say, oh, I like that, because you can have debates all over the world, you know, like, you know, he can't sing or whatever, but the thing is that you want to, you know, I think that's a hard choice, you know.
Okay.
When it comes to, I mean, of course, I would love to, you know, I know my family and my cousin has always, they've worked with Prince before, but I mean, that would be a dream come true to work with Prince. But the thing is, there's so many wonderful artists out there still today, you know. I mean, I'm even would love to work with Taylor Swift, you know. I mean, she's amazing. She's an artist. Yeah, so you got me on that question.
That's fine. That is perfectly fine.
I'm about to think about it more.
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, you'll probably come up. It'll be long after the interview. You'll be like, man, I forgot about X, Y, and Z. But that's okay.
Yeah.
So tell your fans and tell your listeners how they can buy your music or find your music.
You can find me on iTunes. Paris Escobedo Project was the first record called Paris Escobedo Project. And also on CD Baby, Amazon, and live at a show. So there's a lot of ways there. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Paris Escobedo. And, stay in touch.
Definitely, definitely. Well, all of that information is going to be found on Facebook as well. They can find that information on Faces of Success Radio's page or my own page, which is Miss Diamond Hot Topics. And I will have links to your page as well, your upcoming event in September the 13th in Beverly Hills, California as well. So we're going to play, I got a request for a few songs. So I'm going to play Hit the Skins, the Oakland mix.
Oh, watch out.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that before we play it?
Hit the Skins it kind of has a double meaning. So, back when I was single, we used to, the guys talk, the street language, which is, about a woman, were you with her, that kind of thing. And then also it has the thing where, the instrument that we play, congas or timbales, they have skins on them. And so, I said, it'd be kind of weird, kind of cool to have a double meanings and let the people decide what was I thinking, And so what we decided to do was to say a bunch of names, just women's names, and then you just listen to the song and you decide what you think we were talking about. And so
yes. It's
another favorite. A lot of the fans love it when we do it live too. So it's another favorite song and one of my favorite songs. I love it. So that's what it's about. It's just hitting the skins.
Yes. So we're going to play that and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Hit the Skin, the Oakland remix by Mr. Paris Esposito. And I can tell you what I think the song means, but everyone else might get something a little bit different, but it has a bit of a sexy flavor to it, so whatever.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, take it with
you.
Like whatever
you
feel, that's all right with me.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Long as we like it and long as we enjoy it. Yes, definitely.
That's right.
I want to thank you for being a part of the show today, being my special guest. I definitely appreciate you, and I've enjoyed your interview on today. So I want to thank you on behalf of Faces of Success Radio for being our special guest on Interviews with the Stars.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep reaching and playing the music and interviews, and you're a blessing to all of us. And we want to, I thank you on behalf of my band and my music, and just I want to say thank you to Greg Hanley as well. He's the one that, you know, asked me to come on and be a part of his beautiful radio here thing and everything. And man, Diamond, thank you so much for everything you've done today. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes, no problem. So tell the fans one more time how they can reach you, where they can purchase your music, and what you have coming up.
You can purchase it online, iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon, I believe, is all there. Paris Escovedo Project is the name of the record that's out now. The new record will be coming in November, and it'll be called Legacy, so keep your eye out for that. You can reach me on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. I'm all over the place. But also, I've got a show coming, a tribute to my father, Coke Escovedo, Red Carpet Event. It's at Home House of Music Entertainment at 430 Camden Drive, Beverly Hills, California, 90210. And if you want to get VIP red carpet treatment, please call my management, Linda Pratt, at 213-422-7466. Just because you're on the red carpet don't mean you got to pay. It's $15 to get in. So, the carpet's at 7 o'clock, showtime 8 o'clock. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there September the 13th. At Home.
Yes, yes. Definitely, definitely. So thank you again so much for being a part of the show and gracing us with your presence. We appreciate you, and we're going to play Our Regard right here on Interviews with the Star. Today's special guest, Mr. Paris Escovedo.
Thank you.
Coming at you for real, yo. Girl, I know things ain't the way they're supposed to be, but they will get better someday. I know I need you by my side. You know, I've been here for you, baby, and you've been there for me. It's our regard, baby, it's Escobedo, it's for real.
So is it our regard to be apart? Then I won't front. But if it's in the stars for us to start, I'll feel it in my heart.
Yeah.
So is it our regard to be apart?
Everything below, a mystical sound.